I think it's important, and I know our time is gone or almost gone, but Peter went to sleep pretty early. The prayer meeting was still going on. You see that? Peter was sleeping in verse 6, but it says, "And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying." They hadn't gone home, had they? They stayed there. They continued in prayer. And before we're too tough on these people, I mean, it's pretty easy to look and see, how could they say such a thing? Remember, this is a mirror. And I look and see what people did, and I see my own heart. This is what I see. It says, as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, I think this is an exciting verse. I don't know what you think. She was excited. She knew that Peter was there. She opened not the gate for gladness. Her heart was bubbling over. She knew. I don't know how old she was. 13, 14, I don't know. She might have been a little older. But she ran into where the people were praying. And she told them, hey, Peter is here. Yeah. Ran into them. She ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, thou art mad. Wow, what a glass of cold water. Huh?
Her parents probably were very embarrassed.
And then they come up with another answer. Thou art mad. She constantly affirmed that it was even so. Well, okay, I know what that is then. That's his angel. It's not really Peter. Rhoda, I know we've been in a prayer meeting, and I know what we've been praying for, but forget it. God hasn't answered that prayer. That's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
Typical brethren. Do you want to spiritualize everything?
Yeah.
It's his spirit.
But Peter continued knocking.
But it's interesting you said she knew Peter's voice.
Yeah.
That's why I really think she was not only in the prayer meeting, I think she was in the ministry meeting. She heard Peter minister the word. She recognized his voice. So it's important to be in the prayer meeting, even if you're young, and also important to be in the ministry meeting, because then you could recognize the voice.
Currently, I think we might well assume that where Peter went was somewhat of a little assembly gathering. Would we not? So that it seems to me that nobody indicated to Peter that you're supposed to go to John Mark's house, right? Peter wasn't told that. The angel had already left him, but now he's definitely under the influence of the Spirit of God, and he goes right to the assembly setting. And I'd like to think that that's the kind of place that we should be resorting to. We should be resorting to the assembly. It's the place where there is support for us. That's the care of the assembly. That's the inn, isn't it? And Peter was going right to the inn. And there he finds that they are in prayer on his behalf.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that same thing. You know, the verse, the beginning of verse 12 says, when he had considered the thing. You know, and I can almost see Peter saying that. Now, where am I going to go? I mean, the angel had dropped him off on the street. And he's saying, well, where should I go? Well, there's no other place for him to go. But where he knew the people of God were gathered.
Yeah.
The same thing with Jehoshaphat, right? When he came to himself and his heart was straight, he said, I need to go to the place where God had put his name. And there you're going to find the people of God praying. And what a delight for their hearts after they get over their, and this might be their own weaknesses, they were praying. And sometimes we pray, and when God answers, we're, well, no, God hasn't. We're shocked. We're astonished. We have some unbelief and trepidation already. But after that, it says that when they opened the door and they saw him, they were astonished. And I wonder if this is just not surprise, not, you know, like you might say, oh, what is this thing? But to see that while they were yet praying, that their prayers were answered. While they were still before God interceding on his behalf, that God had already, they hadn't known this, that the angel had already come. Peter had already been dropped off of the street. He'd already considered where he should go. And now here was Peter before them.
Dear young people, as we end this reading, let us remember this. God always, every time, answers prayer. There's never an instance that he does not answer prayer. Now, am I willing, am I subject to him? That if he says no, I accept that. And I say, Lord, you must have something better for me. If he says yes, I say, Lord, thank you. Lead me on. If he says, wait a while, I say, Lord, help me to be patient. Help me to know what it means to stand still. But let us always remember, if you belong to Christ, you will never pray to him and he not give an answer of some kind. He always answers prayer. He's our faithful, unchanging friend, isn't he?